Blog Talk Radio.
She walked around an old Durango. They were the same as mine. We walked a mile of mud on dirt roads. We couldn't afford a ride. We shared pain and laughter. We were as tight as we could be. I always thought we'd last forever. Oh, she's not here with me. She's got new friends now. Guess I didn't measure up. Guess I didn't pass the test. Good as the rest. She's got new friends now. She couldn't care less. Man, I did my best. And I can't figure it out. She's got new friends now. Her. She's been from here to Timbuktu, climbing all those corporate ladders. I sure hope she likes the view from her high rise out in Vegas. Nowhere near our stomping ground. She'll hold the hand that she's playing. She ain't coming back around. She's got new friends now. Guess I didn't measure up. Guess I didn't pass the test. Good as the rest. She's got new friends now. She couldn't care less. Man, I did my best. Can't figure it out. She's got new friends now.
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom on the Be Wisdom Radio Network. Today my guest is Erica with Reality Manifest Coaching. And Erica, beautifully, well, it's welcome, beautiful souls. Are you ready for significant changes in your life? My unique direct coaching and mentoring approach focuses on helping the individual as a whole, mind, body, spirit. It inspires a reconnection to the higher self, eliminates root problems, and releases your energy so that it may be applied towards your desired state in life. Could you improve your relationships, others, self, higher source, weight, health, finances? Allow my proven, easy, fun, and flexible methods and techniques work for you. The shift is happening. I'm here to serve. My dream through this adventure is to empower individuals to take full responsibility for the physical, mental, emotional, financial, and spiritual health, and for their enjoyment of life by investigating, discussing, and critically rethinking everything in their life. And without any further ado, I want to welcome Erica. She is a very beautiful savant goddess, and I want to welcome her to the show. Welcome,
oh,
Erica.
My goodness. Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here sharing this space with you, Rob, and everyone out there listening today. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is my honor and privilege. And if you go to realitymanifest.com, and you'll see what I mean. And Reality Manifest, that just has a nice ring to it. Because it isn't the reality you manifest things, isn't it?
Right. And, you know, when I was starting to come to my own awakening and really understand what it was that I wanted to bring to the world, what was it that I wanted to share out of all the experiences and the lessons that I had gone through, the name just popped up one day and I fell in love with it, and I have been using it ever since. And everyone reacts to it in such a positive manner before they even know what I do that it opens a lot of doors for me to then explain my coaching work, and people become very receptive to it. And I'm really excited to be doing what I'm doing. And it's just my life's work. It fills me with joy, pleasure. It's something that I can do and get up every morning and just go out there and give the best to my clients and know that they are moving to a space of being the best that they can be, and that gives me so much in return. And what else do you need to keep going, right?
You know, that's it, the reality. And, you know, I really understand, I really feel this, that reality is what people are searching for, because they've been so caught up in so many spins from every side. Do you think the word reality is what brings them to attention? Because everybody wants to manifest a real life. Do you feel that's what really opens up with your name?
I think it's reality manifest. I think it's more of realizing who you are and what you are, and then having the empowerment to then manifest what it is that you truly desire. And, yeah, it is about having a reconnection to your real self, which is your higher self. So it has so many layers, the name within itself, that I wanted it to express exactly what people will be receiving from my coaching work. And it's just really amazing when people have those aha moments and then they realize, like, I have been living a fake life. This is who I really am. And I'm like, there you go. That's what I'm here for. And it's so rewarding, you know?
You said something in there that is absolutely omnipotent to me. Living a fake life. And that's what, you know, up until I really started this journey about 13 years ago, I was still doing it up until about 3 years ago. I didn't realize how much, but anyway, that's, don't you feel we're so caught up in the materialistic world, we're actually living the fallacy of
Absolutely.
What we think is success?
Absolutely, because we sit here and, you know, I read a lot, and some of the things that I was reading today were talking about how we have this guidance system within. It is very subtle, precise. It leads you exactly where you need to go, but then you have everything else screaming at you. You have the media. You have misinformed people who love you, but unfortunately don't know any better. So they help you the best way that they know they can, but sometimes they are doing a disservice after all. And you get bombarded with so many different angles of so many different things that you don't even realize that you have all these patterns and beliefs that are stopping you from living the life that you truly deserve and desire. And the moment that you say, okay, I'm going to make a difference, all these negative patterns come up and everything starts saying, no, you can't do that. You cannot move forward. This is something that is impossible for you to do. And even if you get past that, then you have the other end of the spectrum where it's like, okay, you got that started, that's nice, but this is boring. Let's just get back to the old life because that's easy and comfortable. So once we can strip away all of that, or as much of it as we possibly can, because it is a layering process, then you start tapping into that source, into that realness of you and who you are and what you really are. Not this flesh, but a divine being experiencing itself through the unique experience of you, Rob, and everyone individually, because there's no one out there that will ever be you in this lifetime ever again. So you have to be the best you that you can be so that you can bring forward all the gifts that the universe has provided you with that are entitled to help the universe be better than it was before and create the expansion process and just help you be unlimited and be you and joyful and loving and just expansive in every way that you possibly can be. And that's what I mean by being real and being reality and really shedding all the fallacy and all the fakeness away and just beaming, allowing that inner guidance to really be who you are.
The inner guidance. That is true. You listen to the whispering wisdom. See your sprout, see your seeds of wisdom expand into the giant sequoia of sapience. That is, and that's what she's saying in there. And you know, that is true, but you know, the subtleties of life are your biggest lessons inside a challenge.
Yep, I definitely agree, because even to this day, I mean, I don't consider myself an enlightened being by any means. I think that it's a learning process and it's a beautiful journey where you're growing at every turn. But I sometimes feel that right when I think I have things figured out, I get something thrown at me that shakes me, that I wasn't expecting, that really measures my level of growth. And then I'm able to say, okay, I'm not reacting to this in the most positive way, what's going on, and then I'm able to go internally and answer the crucial questions about why is this bothering me so much? What's the real lesson behind this? Why am I resisting the change that's going on around me? And then be able to move forward with it. Because I'm not perfect. I never claim to be. That would be fake. That would be a lie. That would be completely unreal. I think that we are perfectly imperfect in our human state, but it's because that's the way that we come into this world to then become polished, to then bring out all those things that, you know, we were gifted with.
You know, that's absolutely true, because we do have the talent and the gift, and we have the genius within, but we're so afraid of it because Erica, the biggest two fears people have is trusting their own abilities and their own wisdom and wealth and success in their own definition of it.
I absolutely agree. I have been there. Definitely. And I think for a long time I had this fear of getting things started. I was frozen. And it's okay, because I have come to accept that, and I am totally okay with that now. And it doesn't intimidate me anymore to get things started and really follow that guidance. What I sometimes have a challenge with is finishing what I start. And not necessarily because I'm incapable of doing it, and I do end up finishing, but it's that inner voice that I have to overcome, that I have to say, this is within my purpose. This feels right for me. This is something that I want to pursue, and really continually pep myself up, really just reminding myself that who I am is not the doubter, that who I am is not the critic, that who I am is this divine representation, and that all my gifts are to be brought forward, and that it's okay. I gave myself permission, and I give my clients permission, because sometimes you need to hear from someone else to open that gate, to at least crack the door open just a tiny bit so that the light comes through. And it's not going to light up the whole room. Sometimes it's just a little bit so that you can see what's going on in there, and then you can go to work. And then you might need a little bit more light, and the door opens a little bit more, and then you can really see the room fully and go to work and clean and shed and organize and do whatever it is that you need to do to then make that the best room that you possibly have, which is your internal being and the mind chatter and everything that's going on within you.
You know, the mind chatter, that is what you live. The inner self, whatever's going on, is your physical world. No matter how much you try to verbalize it, it's that inner self that is really the life you live. And but you know, the thing is, in this world, and this is something that I've been toying with for a long time now. Outside of a science book and everything I've been taught by a society that I call control.
Yeah.
After reading it, am I really a human being? Because I'm made up of hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, and nitrogen. So really, am I a human being with all the faults everybody tells me I have?
Well, that's open to interpretation, and I like to let people determine that on their own, because we are energetic beings. All those chemicals, all those compounds, all those elements that you just named, they're all representations of the same thing. Everything is made up of the same thing. That tree is made up of the same matter. Everything around you is made up of the same matter. So what are you really, if not one more aspect of the big picture? And everything plays in synchronicity. You being here at this precise moment in time, the moment of your birth, the moment of your breathing, the way that you breathe, everything is happening exactly as it should be.
And that's absolutely true. Erica's website is realitymanifest.com. And, you know, that's absolute. That's all we are is energy. So all that does is takes out the attachment to things for me. It really released me from being attached to things. That's what it really helped me, open me up to, is being unattached to things. And realizing I'm just an enterprising energy, unleashing my spiritual sapience to live my desired life.
There you go. That's beautiful. I like that very much. And, you know, I also think that we are here to channel energy. So we take something and the way that we perceive it, the way that we interpret it, and how we react to it, that's the way that we channel things. What we say about certain things, we're channeling the energy. The way that we handle situations, the way that we choose to create things, we are rearranging life, even with the blink of your eyelashes. Everything that's going on around you is helping life rearrange itself so that it's better, so that you are co-creating with the universe a better state of life. And I really believe that. And, you know, it took me a while to get to where I am right now. And even to this day, I'm still learning. And I hope to always learn, because it's so fun and it's so exciting to me to be able to pick up on something else that I may have missed before. And I really love helping people do exactly that. And that's where Reality Manifest was born. And I really encourage people to just take the time out and unplug. If there's something that I really recommend to my clients, is unplug. I have so many people who are constantly plugged into their phones and their computers and everything. They don't have a moment to just listen to that quiet little voice within themselves. So the first thing that I usually tell my clients is unplug. Learn to be on your own. Learn to be comfortable in silence. And you will not believe how many people have a problem with it. It's amazing. We are a society that is constantly bombed. We have radio. We have the internet, TV, everything. Now you're texting, I was behind this girl. She was about 18 years old, and she was telling her friend that she texted about 2,000 times. And I'm thinking in my head, is this real? Do people actually do this? But that's her reality. And it just shows you how overstimulated we are. And then we start to believe that all the stimulation is the real world. And we start to really get good at ignoring the inner guidance and that voice within that is trying to guide you to your best life. And then we become depressed and frustrated, and everything else that's going on around you becomes too much to handle, because that little piece within you has been disturbed to the point that you cannot function. So that's what I mean by learn to unplug. Learn to just still, even if it's for 5 minutes. If you can only do it for 1 minute, do it for 1 minute. It'll start getting better from there. But you have to start somewhere. And as long as that voice is taking control of everything that's going on around you, you're never going to find that place of peace. And this starts everything. That gets the ball rolling. Because then all of a sudden you start the important questions within. All of a sudden you're like, okay, what am I going to do with myself? Why can I be still? What is really going on? And then you start hearing it. And that is a transformation that I seek to empower people with, as many people as I possibly can. Just listen a little bit. If you're quiet enough and still enough for just a few minutes, you will begin to hear it. And that is the magical moment where everything begins to change.
That is where the expansion is. Wisdom speaks in silence, and it lives in between your thoughts. And that is absolutely true. I'm on Erica's website right now at realitymanifest.com, and Erica also has the Reality Manifest radio show every Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. But this one really sets out the hummingbird session. Tell people what that is. Oh, I love that, hummingbird.
Thank you. Okay. Sure. So basically, I like to say that I help people fly, even if it's a small flight, even if it's a little bird. And my sessions are named after birds. If you go to my website, you'll be able to understand what I'm talking about. So the hummingbird session is a quick 30 minutes. It's absolutely free. So all my new clients get to either get on the phone with me or Skype, and we get to tap into a little bit of what the situation is, and we get to determine what the best approach is for handling that. So basically, we go through a series of questions and just really get comfortable with one another and just really understand what the client is trying to achieve. And it's beautiful because everybody has hopes, everybody has dreams, everybody's trying to get to a place of betterment. And I am happy and proud every time someone chooses me as their instructor or tool or guidance system to help them get there. And I love it. And then from there, we will go. And I also, I'm a nutritional and health educator. So sometimes people have problems with their eating. So I go in and focus on that. And actually, a lot of the coaching that I have been doing now that it's closer to summertime has been on nutrition and people, you know, wanting to get more fit and healthier for the summer. But I really offer just general life coaching focused on relationships and things of that nature because we all have problems in different areas. My main focus right now is on nutrition, but it's not limited to because I find that if a person has a situation going on in one area of their lives, it's usually trickling to other areas. So I try to see the big picture and try to handle the real problem underneath it all because you cannot detach one situation from another because, like I was saying earlier, everything is interconnected. So if you're having problems in one area and it's affecting another area in your life and that is probably causing troubles in another area in your life, then we need to figure out what the root problem is. And that's why my approach is so effective is because I'm not looking at just one area. I'm looking at everything that's going on and then creating a program that is tailor-made to each and every client and then moving them forward in that direction. And it's been great. I've gotten so many amazing results with so many people, which, by the way, reminds me the testimonial section is going to be up on my website, realitymanifest.com, really soon. I'm just scanning through the best ones and really getting the newer clients to also participate. So I'm gathering them up right now, and I'm really looking forward to sharing with you all what other people have to say about me, which I hope is good.
It will be, and it shall. No. But here's what it's here's the this is the this is what makes Erica's website so neat. It starts out with a hummingbird session. And then it goes, the last two, one is the Falcon package and the Eagle package.
That's right.
Now, that is omnipotent to me because it starts out delicate, nice to yourself, and then you end up with some grit and get and see yourself as a willing person to go through your life. And will is wisdom, innovation, love, and listening to the wisdom of the world. So tell us a little bit about the Eagle and the Falcon package.
So the Falcon package is basically a bundle. And what I have done is I have increased the time and lowered the rate so that people can really get the most out of each and every session. So those are three 90-minute sessions of their choice. I also include, which is not listed on the website, but it's also included a meditation session so that you're getting three 90-minute coaching sessions with me one-on-one, and then you get 30 minutes of guided meditation. So for those people that don't know how to meditate, I also offer that on the side. So basically what you do is, I don't know how to quiet my mind. I don't know how to sit still for X amount of time. So I come in and I give you excellent tools to help you do exactly that. And then after that, you know, you can come back and we can do it again or whatever it is that you wish to do. But it's really important to get that started. Then the Eagle package is 10 sessions, again, reduced even more, and the same thing, they get two 30-minute meditation sessions on top of the 90-minute sessions that are included. So that's 10 90-minute sessions, two 30-minute meditation sessions for, I believe it's $875, what I have going right now. And that is amazing, and you can book your time online. I have a appointment setter there. You can see exactly the times that I'm available and just choose the time that you want to have your session with me. And it works out fine. And I've been really busy lately, but I'm always happy to take more clients. What might be happening now is I'm going to have more group sessions, which I'm excited about, but it's really taking off, and I'm thrilled. I also have teleseminars. If you go to the website, you have so much information of all the projects that I'm working on right now. It's really amazing, and I'm a busy girl, and that's the way I like it. And no matter what I do, I always give 110% of myself so that no matter who it is or what it is that they're going through, they always get me 100% present and really willing and ready to help them each and every step of the way, holding their hand and giving them a nice little kick to get them started along the way.
and that is very, if you listen into Erica's voice, you can see it. It's in her heart, but it's also in her pizzazz. She's got the pizzazz to turn your life into success. I like that. And you was talking in there, we're down to the last 2 minutes of the show, but you were talking about listening, and you're going to listen your way to wealth and success, and you're going to talk your way into the outhouse. That's just that simple.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, we're down to about the last minute. Erica, give them some wisdom to live by, and then I'll close out the show.
Okay. So what I always tell people is be good to yourselves, love yourself unconditionally. You are loved, you are guided, and you are protected. Be good, say yes to yourself. The best life is out there waiting for you to be ready for it. So I am here to help you. The shift is happening. We're moving to a higher vibrational state, and it's time for you to grab life and make the best of it. So realitymanifest.com, I am there. I hope to see you very soon. And my blog show is on Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific. You can find me on Blog Talk, Erica M. So all the information is there, and I am so happy to have been here with you, Rob, today.
It's been my honor and privilege, and you can hear it in Erica's heart and the heart of hers through her voice to expand your life. And anyway, I want to thank Erica for being on the show, everybody in the chat room and on the phone lines. And tomorrow night the show is at 4:30. And on Thursday night it's Mary Massard. She helps corporations that are upside down. And Erica, I wish you a very good evening, and thank you for being here, as well as all the guests on the chat line and on the phone lines. Everybody,
likewise,
have a really good evening.
Thank you.
And
you too.
And